From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 5th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the public turned out in force on January 29th to discuss road safety with representatives from the State Department of Transportation. The meeting was held at Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building and included officials from the villages of Valencia and Kinderhook and the town of Kinderhook, as well as many residents from Chatham. Several state troopers, local firefighters, and Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett also attended. The concerns expressed by many speakers focused on State Route 203, where a four-year-old was killed in a car accident and several people were injured in December. There was also a discussion about Route 9, where two fatal accidents took place in November. All three of the accidents happened on roads maintained by the state and located in the town of Kinderhook. Adam Levine, DOT Regional Traffic Engineer, said he wanted to meet with village and town officials, but that Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan suggested the meeting be open to residents with concerns. Levine said the state is considering the installation of rumble strips in the middle of Route 203 and on the sides of the road to warn motorists when they are outside their lane. Those rumble strips would have to be put in when the road is repaved, which happens to be scheduled for the spring. And the state can look at speed limits again, Levine said, although he warned that resolving the problem is not necessarily as easy as changing a sign. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The New York State Police are alleging a Greene County Veterans Service Agency employee used a mail scam to convince a woman to sign over her power of attorney. Police have charged Zachary P. Snyder, 27, of Surprise with fraudulently obtaining a signature, life settlement fraud, and official misconduct, all Class A misdemeanors. He was arrested January 31st. An unidentified woman received a letter in mid-December about unpaid claims for her deceased significant other. In a face-to-face meeting with Snyder, the woman said she was convinced to sign a power of attorney so the unpaid claims could be investigated. Snyder was the benefits representative for the Greene County Veterans Services Agency. Michelle Romalane Black, director of the agency, said he was terminated from employment as a result of the investigation. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting for Capital Confidential. The union representing state correctional officers is now calling for tougher security measures when it comes to the receipt and screening of care packages for anyone locked up in state prison. The New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association is calling for the use of dogs, pat-down frisk, and random automobile searches to combat the flow of contraband. This comes just 2 weeks after the Cuomo administration dropped its plan to have approved a third-party vendors put together and mail care packages to the incarcerated. The union said 2017 was the most violent year in a decade in the state prisons and that contraband is on the upswing, citing an incident involving green peppers stuffed with synthetic marijuana and almost four dozen scalpel blades as an example. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia Economic Development Corporation, at its annual reorganizational meeting on January 30th, re-elected President and CEO F. Michael Tucker and Board Chairman Tony Jones. Tucker said, and I quote, "We look forward to continue working with the Board of Supervisors to continue focusing on economic activity, infrastructure, entrepreneurship, and workforce with the overall goal of promoting job creation and quality of life," end quote. Vice Chair David Finger from Mid-Hudson Cable, Hudson First Ward Supervisor Secretary Sarah Sterling, and Treasurer Richard Bianchi of Shalo, Galusio, and Bianchi CPAs were also reelected. The 14-member CEDC board now includes representatives from Kinderhook Bank, the Kinderhook Memorial Library, Columbia Memorial Hospital, Columbia Green Community College, and the Hudson City School District. Also at the meeting, the organization unveiled its new website. The CEDC will next meet at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, February 27th, at its offices located at 4303 Route 9 in Hudson. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak's chief engineer said February 2nd, the additional traffic in the Empire Tunnel at Manhattan's Penn Station is not expected to disrupt Empire Corridor service. The tunnel is currently serving as a channel for on-rail concrete trucks used in track replacement work. Amtrak's Gray Williams said the concrete pours occur at night when train services is limited. He said, and I quote, "It should not impact Empire service trains," end quote. Amtrak is now in the process of replacing track 15 at Penn, which includes pouring a new concrete track bed and other work. The project is expected to be completed by the end of February. Much of Amtrak's upstate service uses track 6 and travels through the so-called A interlocking, which was rehabilitated last summer. The Penn Station infrastructure work will continue through the end of May. The track projects were initiated following several derailments last year in the station. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that it will be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 31 degrees. On Monday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of 15 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, possible light snow before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. A widespread moderate to possibly heavy precipitation event is likely late Tuesday night through Wednesday. The event is expected to begin as snow and possibly change to rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low around 21 degrees. And on Wednesday, snow with a temperature high of 33 degrees. Wednesday night, snow showers are likely mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of 20 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:04 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:13 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2.5 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 5th day of February, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.